Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide. This is a time for you to pause and just breathe in God's loving words of affirmation and learn a simple soul care tip. It's an action you can take to restore calm to your body and your emotions. Well, today we're going to talk about the words that shape your life. What are the words that shape how you feel about yourself and about how you're doing and about your life? Everyone has a set of words, maybe a set of values that you really subscribe to. What are those set of words that shape how you feel about yourself and how you like to do things? You know, the common phrase, no pain, no gain. Is that something you subscribe to? What is your philosophy in life? Those words that we say to ourselves affect how we can change, or maybe how we might feel stuck or handle fear or have an emotional response to things as they happen to us. So today we're going to talk about how words can be toxic to us from an emotional health standpoint, and they can also affect how we feel in our relationship with God. And for those of us, because we are believers, those two things are very close. How we feel about ourselves, how we feel about life, they're connected to our ability to hear God's voice. And is God's voice to you loving, or is it calm? Or how do you hear God's voice in your life? Many of us might feel that God is silent. And did you know that being neglected and just having silence in our lives as children actually cause us emotional harm? Neglect is actually one of the causes for PTSD. The reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I have suffered through PTSD. I didn't even know I had it until later when I became older and I became a mom. During a time in my life where I felt it was actually quite peaceful, I already had overcome a difficult childhood, I said, yay, this is now finally a time for me to begin a new page. And yet that's when my body started showing signs of stress and anxiety. And I learned that words do have the power to affect how we feel about ourselves, and it affects how our body responds, because the negative words we absorb actually trigger our body to release cortisol. And that means we're stressed. And so each of us has different ways of expressing our stress in our bodies. Some of us might have eye twitching. Some of us have difficult sleeping. Some of us have digestive issues. Some of us feel pain in our inflammation in our joints. Everyone has a different expression, and it can result in overthinking and just constantly ruminating. All these things are a normal part of how our body works. Because when we're stressed, our body turns on an alarm and says, oh, we need to kick into a high alert mode because we need to solve problems. We need to fix things that are not right. So what we can do, we're going to talk about today, is how to calm, how we can calm our bodies and activate God's natural mechanism to combat that stress mode. And it's called rest and relaxation mode. That's what we're going to do today. That's why I'm here. This is why you are here. You can just breathe in God's love and exhale your stress. And we're going to talk about how words can shape your life. We're going to come back having heard a word from our sponsor, and let's get started to have some instant calm with God's peace and joy for you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up.
We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, friend, I talked about how words really affect us. And even when we use our mind, our brain to say, you know what, those things are not true about me, whether those words are said to you from a friend or maybe somebody who is very toxic in your life, or maybe those are words you picked up somehow along the way from your growing up experience, from a family member or a coworker or a boss or even a pastor. Because there are many, many different sources where we can absorb messages and words. And I just want to ask you, do you long to hear God speak into your most challenging moments? Do you want to hear God speak personally? That loving voice, because whenever you hear God's loving voice, all is right. It's like a beautiful, calming water. When Jesus stepped into the boat with the disciples in a storm, it said that the storm stopped. The wind stopped. The rain stopped. The storm calmed. And so each of us, within each of us, those little storms get activated when we encounter challenging times. So I want to ask you, do you long to hear God speak into your most challenging times? My new course, How to Study the Bible to Hear God More Personally in Your Life, will equip you with the skill to do just that. As Isaiah 41:10 reassures us, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. During this course, I'm just kicking it off, you will be able to allow God's words to shape your emotions positively. Experience God's peace in your heart, not just as head knowledge. We know we have God's peace. It's promised to us. We know we have joy because Jesus said he came to give us abundant life with joy, but we want to experience it. And that means we need to hear from God personally in his word. I'll teach you how to do that. I'm going to use a 3-step story method. This is what helped me navigate my journey of healing through anxiety and stress and even panic attacks. So if it worked for me, I know it will work for you. I've helped thousands of people through my ministry as a soul care retreat leader. My children practice this. We're here in Silicon Valley, one of the most stressful places. And stress is common to all of us wherever we live. And our own family practices these wellness habits. And I teach my children how to study the Bible to hear God more personally. I've taught this as a pastoral ministry graduate from the same ministry internship that Chuck Swindoll graduated from. That's kind of an old school name, but he's a Bible teacher. So I want to teach you. Because I remember how exhausted and alone I felt and overwhelmed, and I want to share with you the tools that helped me. So go to mysoulcareschool.com. Again, just register now, reserve your spot at mysoulcareschool.com. We're starting on October 18th. That's next week. So hop on over there. I want to see you there. I want to go deeper with you. We're going to have a wonderful, supportive community. Okay, so back on these words that shape you. Research shows, the science shows that words do matter. Now, having talked about some words that some of us live by, have you heard a phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me? Actually, it isn't true. Words can hurt us. The research shows there is power to a word, even just one word. When it's said in a negative way towards you, it immediately triggers your body to release cortisol. And like I had said, when we first started our time together, it affects your body. So even though in your mind, in your logic, you know it may not be true, your body responds. So we want to follow the truth. You know, we need to put feet to our faith. We don't just stop at knowing the truth intellectually. We want to move from the head to the heart. That means we have to use our hands, we have to use our feet, we have to use our body. So we need to do things in order to, one, hear God's word of affirmation. That's why it's so key to actually hear God speak personally to you. And second, we want to take action. We need to hear positive words. Positive verbal words of affirmation. And so words do affect our brain. There's a 2019 study. Researchers found that pain-related and negative words made the intensity of pain even increase more. Okay, it worsens pain. But if you use neutral language and calming language, what I call soul care words, and I will teach you that in our soul care school, the words we choose, it can help your brain start to calm and release more of the soothing hormones. Another study found that, this is very interesting, and you'll know this if you go to a doctor that has good bedside manners, the way they present your news and your status and your situation, it affects how you feel, right? It can motivate you to make changes, or it can make you feel so discouraged that you may leave the office and feel very hopeless and despairing and regret about the past. So God's word is life-giving. In the New Testament, we find that the Apostle Paul says that the Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life, but the words of the flesh, words that come from our flesh, they lead to death. Now, it's not just a physical death. We know that it's the death of our spirit, the death of how we feel, and it paralyzes us. So it's so important that we surround ourselves with positive words and people that also are affirming. These are people that have the gift of encouragement. So think really quick, who in your life encourages you? Who in your life gives you that feeling that when you're feeling down, they can point you up and forward? It's so important. How much time during your week is spent feeling drained from dealing with difficult situations where different words are maybe being spoken? Now, that's normal. Sometimes we can't avoid difficult people in our lives. But now I want to ask you to guide you into soul care. How much time during your week are you spending time with people who are encouraging? That's the first thing that is very important. Verbal encouragement. A 2021 study, it's very recent, says that the words, for instance, go, 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 just that word, two letters, go, 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 improves the performance on a balance test for people who experience chronic ankle instability. The other group that didn't get this word, go, 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 they had no change in their performance. So it's so important in our emotional health, in our emotional wellness, when we want to do the things that God's called us to do, whether that's work or parenting or marriage or just nurturing ourselves, spending time to refill our tank so that we can release the stress, okay? Being able to take the action that many of you that are listening to this podcast know that I always give you this challenge, right? We need to have verbal encouragement. So friend, I want you to first of all, breathe in today's breath prayer, because the person who is always going to be on your side is Jesus. Jesus is a perfecter of your faith. Perfecter is actually a word for wholeness. So a lot of times we say, be perfect for God is perfect. Actually, that word, root word perfect, is whole. Be whole, grow in wholeness, gather different parts of yourself. We're continuing to grow. So friend, I want you to first of all, breathe in today's breath prayer. I want you to breathe in this breath prayer. It comes just from Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. That's Isaiah 26:3. And I'm going to guide us into the breath prayer this week. It's, you will keep me in perfect peace. Breathe in. Breathe out. My mind is stayed on you. Breathe in. You will keep me in perfect peace. Breathe out. My mind is stayed on you. We want to keep focusing our mind on the positive words that God has for you. What is that life-giving word that God is putting on your heart? Even right now, focus and bring it to mind and use it as your breath prayer. Second, I want you to take action this week. The second part of this verse says, you will be kept in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And this word trust is so key. It's batak. And it actually means to rely, to fall back on, to be confident. And it conveys action. So I want you to take an action that can be positive for you. What is something you can do that makes you feel good about who you are, who God made you to be? What are the things that bring you joy? And this is very personal, or brings you peace. What is that for you? As you move out in action, then you'll be able to feel the affirming pleasure of God. I've been talking about Caleb. He's running. It's a new sport. And we watched a movie. We watched a movie. It's wonderful, Chariots of Fire. And the quote from the movie is, I run because I feel God's pleasure. So when you do something that you love to do, that joy you feel, that's God's pleasure. And the third thing I want you to do is to connect with somebody that's encouraging. Who is that person that popped in your mind? I want you to give her a call. I don't want you to text, because when you hear somebody's voice, that adds to the ability for your body to be activated in that rest mode. So not just reading a text, but hearing somebody's voice, it will activate those positive hormones. The serotonin will be released. And I want you to just take that as a challenge this week. And I know that you will feel better after having that encounter and that catch up with this encouraging friend. Lastly, I want you to join me for the Soul Care School I am launching, because this is a community. This loving community is what is going to be the big change agent. We all need a loving voice in our side. And Jesus has placed his Holy Spirit in you and me. I need your words. You need my words. We need to share our stories. And as I shared last time in our podcast, stories have the power to release our stress. Just hearing a story, isn't that always great? When you hear somebody's experience, it doesn't mean it's always, you know, wrapped up in a bow. We can hear how somebody's experience is walking through the valley, and knowing we're not alone. That is very, very calming, and that gives us God's peace. We hear God's voice through each other's stories, don't we? So sign up at mysoulcareschool.com, mysoulcareschool.com, and I cannot wait to see you there. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you know the words that have wounded us, but you also know the words that will give us life and bring us back to a place of peace and rest. You know the words that will comfort us and heal us. I pray for the beautiful one who's listening. Open her heart so that she can receive your loving words today and give her courage to do something that brings her peace and joy the way you designed her to experience it. And as she moves to do those things that bring her peace and joy, help her to hear your loving words of affirmation and bring to her mind the encouraging people that you have brought into her life so that she can know that she is loved. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.